This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
Topic of discussion today: Google thinks they know what a 10 traits make a perfect manager. Jeevan has told us it's all about the mission for the position. Our staff have said it's all about being approachable, being able to offer guidance, knowledge, to be fair, balanced, patient, multitask, and people reading skills. All very similar kind of stuff, right? And we kind of that's the topic of discussion that we're having today. We asked you guys to give us some feedback. We've had a couple more over on Insta Story, which tend to kind of follow the same results. John Ung has said they need to be decisive, which is something that's mentioned in the list. Anwar Ishak says one that enables you to do your job. And Butterflies has said does not micromanage and empowers the employee instead. Echoing pretty much everything that Google has said. Right. Moving on to story number two. Before we do that, though, if you'd like to feedback, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Twitter is at InstaStory at InstaStory is at BFM Radio, as is InstaStory. Right. So let's stick with management then and some of the stuff that they say to us. Now, imagine if they said this: don't come to the next meeting. It's optional.
Oh.
Now, how would you feel about that?
I'm not coming. That would be great.
What? How would you feel about that?
That it was optional?
Yeah.
I'd be more intrigued and want to attend.
Well, really?
Mm.
Okay. So imagine you already knew what the meeting was about. And then they said to you, it's optional if you need to come.
Like there was a like a clear agenda on what would were to be discussed.
Yes.
And then I had the option.
Yes.
Why are they making it optional?
Well, here's the thing. It might seem like a bit of a radical idea, but it makes logical business sense. Some people are saying it's provocative, maybe not so practical. So this guy, his name is, hang on a minute, Julian something or other. And he has said his research into meeting practices at high-performing organizations, he found that they had a lot in common. Some methods of action showed up everywhere, like using a clear process to run meetings and take good notes. Other ideas only showed up in a handful of places, but when they did, they were game changers, big ideas that led everyone to step up their meeting game. Andy Kaufman, he's the host of the People and Projects podcast. He asked a few questions, and one of the big things that he found really, really interesting was that his suggestion was to make meetings optional. Now, and what he does is go on to explore six reasons as to why you should do that. So we'll quickly run through some of these. Number one, make meetings optional. It eliminates excuses. You've probably been in a pointless meeting before and wished that you were somewhere else doing something productive. Mm-hmm. The thing is, no one likes wasting time in an unnecessary meeting. A lot of people also don't like sitting next to someone who's checking their email, rolling their eyes, and vampire-sucking all the energy out of the room. Mm-hmm. The reality is, we are all adults, and no one can force you to attend a meeting you believe to be a waste of time. To answer your question, Audrey, all meetings are already optional, but it often doesn't feel that way. When there's a formal policy that states all meetings are optional, you eliminate the excuses. People either skip it to do the work that they feel is more important, or if they choose to attend, they have to be present and can't do any other work. Mm. So if you're told you have to go to that meeting, fine, you have to go to that meeting. But if it's an optional thing, leave your phone outside. You've chosen to go in that meeting. Don't be distracted by the other stuff. Go in and pay attention. Number two, making meetings optional forces leaders to get clear on the value. Again, it's not about keeping employees accountable. If you're a meeting organizer, you lose your excuses for holding lousy meetings.
Yes.
Make it something worthwhile that people want to attend. Number three, making meetings optional supports your core values. Some companies, of course, have a value. They value excellent service and well-being. Teams that know that the company expects them to help our customers or their customers and take care of themselves first. If that means arriving late or missing a meeting altogether, then so be it. By making meetings optional, organizations make it clear that attending meetings isn't the point. This policy tells employees that if it's a choice between living your values or a meeting, you want your values to win every single time. Number four, make meetings optional makes meeting performance integral to job performance. An optional meetings policy doesn't imply that meetings have no value. On the contrary, meetings are one of the most powerful tools people have for setting direction, creating alignment, and solving problems and driving momentum. And it makes every individual responsible for making meeting time worthwhile. So if you fail to run a valuable meeting and your team members choose not to attend, that'll impact performance, right? Get your agendas aligned, both with the person organizing the meeting and the people that are attending the meeting. Do you know what you're talking about? Do you want to be there? Are you all on the same path? Is there any point in you being there? If you can't contribute and you don't feel as though you're getting anything out of it, feel free to bow out. Just tell people you're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Five, making meetings optional encourages excellent record keeping. Ha! The leaders desperately wanted more focus meetings so they could make decisions, but they didn't want to turn anyone away. Employees wanted to stay informed but felt frustrated that when they found themselves in meeting, that didn't impact their work. Making meetings explicitly optional was the first step in changing this culture that let employees who felt obligated to attend meetings they didn't value off the hook. Another great little adventure.
Yeah.
Six, finally, making meetings optional means you'll get smaller, better meetings and fewer of them. Which is kind of what we all want, right? Put it all together and organizations get a dramatic impact from this simple policy. Of course, with any new system, leaders need to repeat it many times and opt out of meetings themselves before others will follow. What do you think?
Oh, wow. You know what this is making me... I'm just wondering if
it
you
made
feel...
me salivate. You know,
Here's the thing. It makes me wonder if, like, Malaysia has a meeting culture.
They do.
Yes.
Like, we have to have a meeting for every single thing that, you know, look at the first point where it says, basically, you've probably been in a pointless meeting before and wish that you were somewhere else doing something more productive. Yeah. The thing is, no one likes wasting time in an unnecessary meeting. And I think we here in this country have unnecessary meetings all the time.
Yes.
Like, I was listening to Jeff when he came back from his Young Leaders Fellowship in the States, right? And he was saying how they would have, like, production meetings every other week, and it was not a daily thing, but it was every week, and it was like bang, bang, bang. You come in, you state your point, you tell them what you're doing, you have a plan, you're there with a plan, you're not there formulating a plan, but you come with ideas and then you state it and you leave.
Precisely,
you
know? The idea, okay, before you jump in, because I know you're jumping at the bit, before you go into a meeting to kind of formulate something that's going to happen, you know, indicate on your agenda, this is a brainstorming meeting. So you know when you go in that you might be there for a while, you know. Don't just say, oh, we're having a meeting. You get there and you find out that you're going to be stuck in this meeting for 3 hours whilst you brainstorm. You know, if you're not told that before you get in, you're going to get frustrated. When you leave a little bit earlier on, you're made to feel guilty because you're leaving early because it's not productive for you. You've added your piece. You've said what you think you need to brainstorm on. At that point, you should just exit swiftly, you know, or do the Irish exit and kind of back off and just, you know.
That's the Irish exit.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the Irish exit.
Right. So my point is, I think meetings are still important, right? But you were very clear, okay, 30 minutes, right? If we have to do it standing up, what are the three things we want to discuss? We're very clear about why that happened. And because there are certain things that you can't just tell over WhatsApp. You got to explain the situation. Yeah. But be very clear what's it all about, right? And we aim to finish in 30 minutes, okay? Area of responsibility, what's the issue, okay, and who's acting on it, you know? So, and like I said, so sometimes things get lost in translation when you don't physically meet someone. So you need that sort of touching base kind of thing, but be very clear why that happens. And
I agree.
It's those, like, 4 or 5 hour meetings, I don't understand.
Exactly. I'm not against meetings at all, as long as there is a set agenda and I know what I'm getting into before I get in.
Exactly. And do away with the small talk.
Yeah, what's the point?
And the kwe on the table.
Oh,
that really
word.
Doesn't matter. If you have to eat during the meeting...
Then there's a problem.
Yeah.
We all know what we're talking about here. Time for a break before we get in trouble. Hoodoo Gurus up next with Come Anytime. Final story coming up in just a few minutes. It's all about online shopping sites are sending you on a guilt trip. Yes, they are. 018-789-8899 if you agree with Google's 10 traits about what makes a perfect manager. But what makes a perfect manager for you? Let us know. Also, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Time for a short break.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.